Chapter 15, Brewers' Festival, Part 2. Zeke raised his refilled mug to his lips, savoring another swig of the Aylwin family's rich brew. Across from him, Varric Alwyn's eyes glinted with amusement as he set his own tankard down with a clink. "So, lad," Varric said, stroking his thick, braided beard. "Are you here just to drink, or is there something more you're after? You've got the look of a man on a mission." Zeke grinned. "You're sharp, Varric. I'm here for the competition." The old dwarf let out a booming laugh, slapping the table hard enough to rattle the mugs. "A human in the brewer's contest. Now that's a tale I'll enjoy telling. But do you even know what you're getting yourself into, lad? This ain't some tea party." Zeke leaned forward. His interest piqued. The four brewmaster families played a central role in organizing the event, so any insights from this man would be far more reliable than the fragmented rumors Zeke had gathered beforehand. "I've heard bits and pieces," he said, "but I'd appreciate it if you could fill me in on the details." Varric's eyes narrowed with a mixture of pride and mischief. "Well, if you're serious, I'll tell you all about it. But fair warning, what you're hearing now might make you rethink your plans." The dwarf signaled to one of his apprentices for a fresh round of drinks before continuing. "The competition's held in 5 stages," he began, his tone growing serious. "First round's what we call the hard elimination. Everyone drinks until only a set number of contestants are left standing. It's brutal, lad. No tricks, no fancy brews, just drink until you drop." Zeke's lips twitched in amusement. "Sounds straightforward enough." Varric shook his head, a knowing smile curling his lips. "I can see the gears turning in your head, lad. Smell the scheming too. But let me tell you, your magic ain't gonna save you. Us dwarfs, we ain't fools." "What's that supposed to mean?" Zeke asked, his curiosity piqued. "It means your magic will be restricted during the contest," Varric said, leaning forward as if sharing a closely guarded secret. "This ain't some flashy magic show, it's a fair fight. Man against man, liver against liver." Zeke frowned. This was news to him. His plan to rely on his blood magic to filter out the alcohol would be useless if that was true. It made sense, though. Without restrictions, blood or life mages would dominate every year. Still, he couldn't help but wonder how the dwarfs intended to enforce this rule. Something to investigate later. "Noted," Zeke said with a grateful nod. "What about the other rounds?" Varric smirked. "Oh, that's where things get interesting. Each of the next 4 rounds is hosted by one of the brewmeister families. They've all prepared their strongest, most unique brews to knock out as many contenders as possible. You'll face the Barrel Thane's stout first. It's thick as porridge and packs a punch that'll make your knees buckle." He paused, taking a hearty gulp from his fresh mug. "After that, you'll be dealing with my kin's creation. Let's just say it's got a bite as sharp as a mountain wind." Zeke nodded, listening intently as Varric detailed the remaining challenges. The Maltforge family's brew, he explained, was deceptively smooth but carried a potency that sneaked up on its victims. The Hopsgrin's concoction was the wild card, a riot of flavors and an unpredictable kick that left even seasoned drinkers baffled. "Only those who survive all 5 rounds can claim the title of brewing champion," Varric finished, his expression a mixture of reverence and excitement. "It's not just about holding your liquor, lad. You've got to have endurance, Will, and a stomach of steel." Zeke swirled the contents of his mug thoughtfully. "Sounds like quite the challenge," he said aloud. But even as he spoke, he balanced the tankard on one finger, spinning it rapidly with his other hand. The mug whirled at dizzying speeds, yet remained perfectly steady, a feat of dexterity that defied the expectations for someone who'd been drinking. It was a subtle but striking display, sure to catch the attention of anyone watching. Varric's grin widened. "That's the spirit. Though I'll be watching from the sidelines. Ain't nothing more entertaining than seeing a bold fool test his mettle." The two continued drinking, the conversation drifting into lighter topics. Varric shared anecdotes from past festivals, tales of legendary drinkers, and a few choice jokes that left Zeke chuckling. When the two had gotten a little more comfortable with each other, Zeke decided to broach another topic he was interested in. Leaning in closer, he whispered conspiratorially, "Say, Varric, is there anyone I should watch out for in particular?" The dwarf gave him a knowing grin. "Scouting out the competition, eh? A fine thought, but don't bother. There's too many to count. It won't do you any good to start fretting now." Zeke smiled, his expression full of confidence. "Do I look worried to you? You misunderstand. I just want to know the names of the fools I'll be beating." Varric shook his head in exasperation, though a hint of amusement played on his face. "Will you get a load of this kid? Barely a hair on his chin, and he's talking like he could wrestle a titan." Zeke merely shrugged, well aware that the dwarfs favored bold talk. Bring me one, and I'll see what I can do. Varric laughed loudly, slapping the table a few times for emphasis. The oak groaned under the force, highlighting the strength hidden in those muscular arms. The dwarf's stocky build was clearly not just for show.
Fine then, lad. I'll let you in on what I know, Varric said after a moment of thought.
Can't say for sure who the favorites'll be this year, but some of the bigger families have got a few younger ones in the race this time. Likely going to be a showdown between them. Zeke leaned in, silently urging the dwarf to continue, and continue he did. Grimforge, Ironhelm, Frostbeard, Oathshield, Stonefist, and many more. Varric rattled off details about each family as though his profession was gossip rather than brewing. After a while, even Zeke was impressed by how much idle gossip the man was aware of.
And that's how Thrain and Keldor started their feud. All 'cause of that lass with the blue eyes. Let me tell you, she's stolen the innocence of more than a few of the young ones. A spicy one, that lassie.
Zeke nodded, mentally storing the information for later use. But those two are downright civil compared to the feud between Drogar and Eldrin, Varric continued, catching Zeke's attention with one of the names.
Drogar Ironhide? He asked, pretending not to be overly interested.
Aye, you know him?
Zeke shook his head.
I've only heard the name. What's the feud about?
Those two have been fighting since the day they were born, Varric explained. Their families never got along, and it sure didn't help that they were born about the same time. I reckon they use each other to compete, each trying to outdo the other.
Zeke nodded, already familiar with the rivalry between the families. However, the competition between their younger generation was new information.
Anyways, they were about even for most of their lives. But then the younger of the two, Eldrin, managed to win in an important contest. That were a big blow to young Drogar, and I reckon he's trying to prove himself tonight. Lot of eyes gonna be watching him.
Zeke's mind raced. If he wanted to get closer to the Ironhide family, this rivalry might be an opportunity. However, it wouldn't be easy to capitalize on it. Helping Drogar directly would likely not work. In fact, it could backfire. Zeke knew exactly how prideful the younger generation of powerful families could be, and he didn't think the dwarfs would be any different in that regard. Even so, he would need to pay close attention to these two, not only because of the powerful families backing them, but also due to the attention their rivalry would draw. If he could somehow insert himself into their conflict, he'd at least be able to get eyes on him. As he considered his options, Akasha once again demonstrated her value, bringing up detailed profiles of both dwarfs. As Zeke skimmed the information, his eyes began to shine. Drogar and Eldrin were renowned blacksmiths, enchanters and warriors, leading their generation in all these fields. Though over 50 years old, the two were still considered young by dwarf standards, barely more than adults, not unlike Zeke among humans. This was getting interesting. It had been a long time since he had the chance to face off against his peers. Ever since leaving the Empire, Zeke had missed the opportunity to compete with the best his generation had to offer, the cream of the crop. But now, it seemed fate had answered his unspoken wish. He was about to face the dwarven elite in an unexpected contest. This was the kind of challenge he had been craving since becoming a Grand Mage. Well, almost. If given the choice, he would have preferred a competition that tested skill rather than alcohol tolerance, but he wasn't about to complain. It was better than nothing, and Zeke wasn't naive enough to think the drinking contest would be simple. Though it seemed straightforward, the dwarfs wouldn't be making such a big deal out of the event if it only came down to the strength of one's stomach. Suddenly, a deep, resonant gong echoed through the hall, silencing the lively chatter. The sound reverberated off the stone walls, commanding attention. Varric's eyes gleamed with anticipation as he drained his mug in a single motion.
"That's the call, lad," he said, rising to his feet. "Time for you to prove your worth."
Zeke stood as well, offering a respectful nod to the brewmaster.
"Thanks for the insight, Varric. I'll do my best not to embarrass myself,"
the dwarf chuckled.
"You've got guts, I'll give you that. Now off with you, and remember, pace yourself, or you'll be on the floor before you know it."
Zeke made his way toward the center of the hall, where a raised platform had been set up. Contestants were already gathering, their expressions ranging from eager to apprehensive. He glanced back once to see Varric watching him, a tankard in hand and a grin on his face. With a deep breath, Zeke stepped onto the platform, ready to face the first challenge. The atmosphere crackled with anticipation as the crowd roared its approval.
The Brewers' Festival was in full swing, and the real test was about to begin.